Hi everybody, welcome back to Fitness with Feldman. I am Dr. Justin Feldman from Feldman Physical Therapy and Performance. Welcome back to our 22nd episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. It is the beginning of November, starting to get nice and cold in the air, getting ready to change those clocks back. Unfortunately, it'll be dark at 4:30, but hopefully it won't be quite so dark in the morning. I know for me, trying to get out for a run in the morning, I'm worried about running smack into a deer or something. It seems like it's been pitch black out there. This week, based on the time of year, we got a lot of people getting ready to set their 2017 fitness goals. We have a lot of people coming towards the end and reaching, hopefully, their 2016 fitness goals and looking at how they did on that and as they pick their 2017 goals. And I wanted to spend some time today talking about routines and how you can use them to your advantage, but also how avoiding them can also be really beneficial. I think when it comes to routines or setting goals, people talk a lot about how setting a specific routine can really help you reach your goals, and staying disciplined in that routine can really help you reach your goals. But I think there's also the other side of the coin that gets overlooked, and as a runner, triathlete, someone who's trained for races and a lot of things, I think that sometimes that training plan, that schedule, that routine can take the fun out of it. And as you take the fun out of it, it's not, you're not as motivated to do it and stay in it. And you just kind of feel almost like, for lack of a better term, that it's a job. You wake up in the morning, you look at your training plan, the training plan calls for 6 miles, you go out, you run 6 miles, you go about your day, and you kind of miss the fun or the, you know, of what you're doing there, and don't necessarily take in everything around you while you're doing it. And so one thing I want to recommend to everybody is that, you know, it's great setting yourself a routine, but try just every now and then getting out of your routine and doing something completely different. Maybe running is not your thing, but maybe you've been following the same weight training routine or strength and conditioning plan and doing the same thing. Maybe you've been doing a dynamic session on Mondays. You've been doing, you know, something a little bit more high intense on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Try, you know, just showing up at the gym and picking some random exercises that are part of your routine and just piecing them together in a way that you wouldn't normally do it. If you're a runner, try just going out for a run, no watch, no phone, no music, no GPS, and just going out and trying to enjoy the run. Especially if you're someone who is training for, getting ready to run a fall marathon, whether you're running New York this weekend or you have to wait all the way for Philadelphia in a couple weeks. If, you know, after that marathon, a lot of times we see people just say, oh, that's it, I can't wait, I'm not gonna run for a month, I'm not gonna do anything. And a lot of times the reason for that is they're just completely burnt out. And that can happen if you're following too rigid of a routine, becomes like your 9-to-5 job and you gotta go no matter what, and you sort of run into these ruts, like almost like Office Space. And you wanna try and make sure you're still having fun with what you're doing. So getting out of that routine, whether it's going for that run with no device and just enjoying yourself, whether it's doing your fitness routine differently, but also as you break this routine, it is a great time to try and pick up some different things that you might not be familiar with and add them in to your routine. So if you are somebody who's never done any running before, try and get into a little bit of running. If you're somebody who has never tried a spin class before, try to get into a spin class. If you're somebody who does a lot of work with barbells, try saying, all right, for the next 2 weeks, I'm only going to work out with kettlebells, or I'm only going to do, you know, squats in with, you know, as a front squat. I'm only going to do, just pick something different and do it a way you wouldn't normally do it. Look for different activities. If you've never tried rock climbing, try rock climbing. If you've never done any hiking or mountain biking, this is a beautiful time of year in the air, in this area especially, to get out and try and do some of that stuff and be outdoors. And if you have no schedule, no pressure, you can do it as you enjoy and keep at whatever pace you would like. Sometimes one of the benefits of getting out there for your run without that GPS is you realize as you're not constantly staring at your watch trying to make sure you're on pace, that you just start to notice things around your neighborhood or wherever you normally run that you don't pick up. And it just makes it, you know, a lot more fun. I'll say personally, for me, this summer was the first summer in a while that I wasn't training for a specific race. I decided that I would get pretty stressed out about my training plans and what I was doing. And so I was going to say, for this whole summer, I'm not going to train for anything. And some days I'd wake up and say, you know what? I don't feel like going for a run today, and I'd do that. On the weekends, I was able to spend a little extra time rowing. I was able to spend some more time biking. Luckily, I got to do a little bit more rock climbing. But now I think that has me sort of renewed, refreshed, checking out some of the calendars of races for next year, trying to plan what I want to do, where I want to do it. And I think that a lot of times if we get way too invested in our schedule or being disciplined, that can lead to a higher burnout rate. So in order to avoid any of that burnout as you start to plan your 2017 goals, what I want you to do is find something that you've never done before and try and work that into what you want to do. So find something you are not good at or you've never done before, and you either say, I want to get better at that, or I want to learn how to do that, and make one of your 2017 goals to either learn something new or get better at something that you're not good at. And what we want to do is, I would love to get a running list of all the different things that people want to do. So shoot us an email, head on over to Facebook. You can comment. You know, we usually post these links to these podcasts on Facebook. You can comment below it or separately, and just let us know what your new thing that you want to try and do is, and want to see if we can get a running list. This way, one, people who aren't sure of things that are available, we can kind of give them some suggestions of what other people are doing. But also, I think it'd be great to just see all the different things that are around. I'm sure that there are things available out there that we don't even know about. So give something new a try, and I would love to hear what it is. As always, you can find podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and subscribe over there. Leave us some reviews, suggestions. Let us know what you want to hear us talk about. And good luck to all of our patients and clients running New York City Marathon this weekend. Can't wait to hear about everyone's races, and hopefully over the next couple of weeks you get to relax a little bit and go for some of these fun runs. We'll see you right back here next week.